Recorded Books presents Move Fast and Fix Things, The Trusted Leader's Guide to Solving Hard Problems by Frances Frye and Anne Morris. Narrated by Frances Frye and Anne Morris. This audiobook has bonus material. Please contact whomever you purchase this audiobook from to request the material. All figures referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. Preface. We are not here to tell you that you or your company are somehow broken.
Introduction. Trust us, it's fixable. Speed has gotten a bad name in business, much of it deserved. When Meta, nay Facebook, printed "Move fast and break things" on cheerful company posters, it became the most visible convert of a widely held belief that we can either make progress or take care of people, one or the other. A certain amount of wreckage is the price we have to pay for inventing the future. We've spent much of the last decade helping companies clean up that wreckage, and one of the main lessons from our work is that the trade-off at the heart of this worldview is false. The most effective leaders solve problems at an accelerated pace, while also taking responsibility for the success and well-being of their customers, employees, and shareholders. They move fast and fix things. How do they do it? In short, they invest as much time and energy into building trust. And yes, sometimes.
Chapter 1. Monday. Identify your real problem. The founding CEO of a local tech darling here in Boston made a habit of asking people on the front lines of his fast-growing company, "What would you do if you had my job?" The practice signaled the CEO's respect for his team and comfort in his own leadership skin. It also revealed cracks in the business he often wasn't seeing on his own. Whatever he thought he knew about his company, he learned it was never the full story. Welcome to Monday, both a metaphor and, like the rest of this book, a suggestion we're making in good faith. You could wait for a more sentimental moment to begin your adventure in organizational change, such as the start of the year or the annual partners meeting. Or you could receive the gift of renewal that comes around every 7 days, also known as Monday. Monday's ambition is to find the problem. A gritty little word we often dilute and defang in the American workplace, replacing it with more palatable substitutes like issue or opportunity. We like problem because it carries a sense of urgency. Inaction in the face of an issue or opportunity can be tolerated by polite society. A problem demands our attention. Today, we're going to invite you and a team of problem hunters to move fast and figure out what needs to be fixed. You're likely to have some idea of what that is already, and for some of you, that confidence will be well placed. You may be fighting a metaphorical fire, frustrated employees, or an ascendant competitor, and it may seem like a relatively simple step to identify the source of the flames. We're still going to push you to go on this ride. Monday is about challenging the assumptions and storylines that have kept the organization from accelerating excellence. If the pattern holds, some of the stories you're holding on to most tightly, "We're a meritocracy," may not be quite as true as you think they are. Those of you in reckless disruption are likely to discover that you've lost the trust of at least some stakeholders. If you're in inevitable decline, you can round some up to all. Those of you in responsible stewardship may realize that the company's metabolic rate is too low to sustain its ambition. These larger patterns have shown up in some way as problems, which is what you're confronting today. Today, we're inviting you to focus on activities that will help you identify the most significant barrier to your organization's success. Along the way, we want you to begin to practice what it feels like to move fast and fix things simultaneously. Monday is also your first chance to make it clear to yourself and your colleagues that existing conditions are no longer acceptable. Tomorrow, on your watch, is going to be better than today.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?